Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Breaking news this morning out of Paris. French media report someone stabbed several people at a train station in the capital before being shot by police. The interior minister says police, quote, rapidly neutralized the attacker. Director Steven Spielberg was a big winner at the Golden Globes back on NBC this year.
Nobody really knows who we are until we're courageous enough to tell everyone who we are. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out when I could tell that story. And I figured out when I turned about 74 years old, I said, you better do it now.
His autobiographical coming-of-age film, The Fablemans, won for Best Drama Film. He also won Best Director the third time he's won that Golden Globe. President Biden says he was surprised when he learned that a few documents marked classified were found at an office he used after he was vice president. More from CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The inquiry is drawing comparisons to the investigation into former President Trump's handling of classified documents. In that case, more than 300 were recovered from Mar-a-Lago last year after Trump resisted multiple requests to turn them over. CBS's Robert Costa spoke to former Vice President Mike Pence.
The handling of classified material is a very serious issue for our nation, and we ought to take it seriously. But there ought to be equal treatment under the law.
Parts of California are going to get more of what the state needs less of, says the Weather Channel's Mike Bettis.
Over the next 3 days, now through Friday, we think that Northern California is the primary focus of the heavy rain. But eventually going into the weekend, a lot of that rain will force its way down into Southern California. As we know, some of these areas around Santa Barbara down to L.A., very susceptible to flash flooding and mudslides because of recent wildfire burn scars.
Today will be the third day of a strike by nurses at two of New York City's largest hospitals. CBS's Meg Oliver is there.
Nurses here at Mount Sinai say they have too many patients to take care of, which could compromise care. Meantime, the hospital says they're spending millions of dollars to hire travel nurses during the strike. Negotiations have stopped. Both sides are telling me they're waiting for the other to call them back to the table.
A drug regulator is hitting the pause button more often, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Food and Drug Administration is increasingly halting drug company testing of experimental medicines, promising but less proven drugs. The FDA has been issuing more suspensions than it had been as biotechs pursue more cutting-edge cell and gene therapies.
About 100 Ukrainian troops will begin training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, as soon as next week. They're going to be learning how to operate the Patriot missile defense system the U.S. has promised to send one Patriot battery to Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today. Why is the for-profit health insurance industry, and not just the insurance industry, actually, Big Pharma and everybody else, why are they attached to our backs like a giant blood-sucking tick? We'll get into that in a moment. Also, framing Hunter Biden. I've got a kind of a primer on, you know, the whole Hunter Biden laptop, which you're going to hear lots and lots about in the coming weeks as the Republicans begin their investigations in the House of Representatives. They, by the way, have passed their first piece of legislation. It would increase the federal budget deficit by $114 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office, because they wanted to cut $70 billion out of IRS funding, lay off hundreds of IRS examiners so that they could no longer audit the tax returns of billionaire tax cheats. Brilliant, huh? I mean, this is literally their first piece of legislation. Anyhow, we're going to get to the health insurance industry in a moment and framing Hunter Biden. At the top of our second hour, our old buddy Charles Sauer, the libertarian economist, is going to drop by to debate the eligibility age for Social Security. The Republican Study Committee has come out and said, yeah, let's raise it to 75 and or something like that. And I'm saying, why don't we drop it to 60? This should be entertaining. I call it cash for geezers. Also, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel has opened a criminal probe for the fake electors in Michigan. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And Martha McCallum over on Fox News claims that the female M&M characters embrace our enemies and make China happy. What? Fox News is like in New York, right? I thought that the only state that had legalized the use of psychedelic mushrooms was Oregon. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyhow, in the third hour of our program, the Republicans turning their back on their new governor in Arizona. I wanted to share some thoughts on that. And the Democrats, calling out this $114 billion increase in the deficit. And an amazing geeky science, how kids get asthma. So we got a lot to talk about today. My op-ed today that kicks off our day from HartmanReport.com is titled, Why is the for-profit health industry like a giant blood-sucking tick? And the point I would like to make is that if you look at every other developed country in the world, what you find, and in fact, somebody tweeted me a graphic of this morning, which I thought was particularly good. In every other developed, here it is right here. Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Chile, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Israel, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Slovenia, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Turkey, and the United Kingdom all have national health care programs that cover everybody. The United States, we are the outlier. We are the only one that doesn't. And now, as I mentioned just a moment ago, the Republican Study Committee has come out and said, okay, we need to dial back on Medicare and Medicaid. If we can't destroy the programs, let's just cripple them. This is from Yahoo News. The Republican Study Committee proposed a budget for fiscal 2023 that would gradually increase the eligibility ages of Social Security and Medicare and change the formula for people 54 and younger. Right. Now, Bernie is now the chair of the Senate Health Committee. And he's already promising, quote, a lot of subpoenas, end quote, will be flying around to executives in that industry. But, you know, I think, frankly, most Americans are not aware of the fact. I have to believe that if most Americans knew that in the United States, every year, about 500,000 people lose their homes, go bankrupt, lose everything. And in many cases, families break up, divorces happen because a bankruptcy happened, 500,000 American bankruptcies every year, because somebody got sick. The number of bankruptcies like that in these other countries, the number of bankruptcies because somebody got sick in Australia, zero. In Austria, zero. In Belgium, zero. In Canada, zero. In Chile, zero. In Finland, zero. In Norway, zero. In Portugal, zero. In Poland, for God's sake, zero. In Slovenia, in the United Kingdom, in Turkey, in Switzerland, zero. In the United States, 500,000 to 600,000 bankruptcies a year because somebody in the family got sick. We are literally the only country in the world for which this is the case. We spend in the United States 17% of our gross domestic product on health care. 17%. It is 11% in the most expensive of the other developed countries, Switzerland, Germany, France, Sweden, and Japan. 11%. We spend 17%. And Canada, Denmark, Belgium, Austria, Norway, Netherlands, United Kingdom, New Zealand, and Australia all come in between 9.3 and 10%. Health insurance premiums right now make up 22% of all taxable payroll. If we had Medicare for all, it would be a mere 10%. This is just crazy. That businesses in America are being crippled, that families in America are being run into bankruptcy. Why is this? Well, last year I published a book, The Hidden History of American Healthcare. And when I was researching that book, I found out why this is. Back in the late 1890s, a fellow by the name of Frederick Hoffman came over here from Germany. He was a math savant. Ended up vice president of the Prudential Insurance Company. And in 1896, he wrote a book called Race Traits of the American Negro. And in this book, this guy, who within a couple of decades was vice president of the Prudential Health Insurance Company, or the Prudential Insurance Company, this guy wrote, Frederick Hoffman wrote, that black people were so genetically inferior, both physically and mentally, that and immune system-wise, that if we simply denied them health care for a couple of generations, don't let them into hospitals, don't see them in doctor's offices, that all the black people in America would die out, and that would be the end of the race problem in America. I'm not making this up. His book, Race Traits, was the number one bestseller of the decade of the 1890s. He was invited to speak before Congress in the 19-aughts and the 19-teens. He visited state legislatures all over the country in the 1920s. In the 1930s, Republicans brought him in to speak before Congress in opposition to Franklin Roosevelt's program, his proposed Social Security, which included some payments for health costs. Social Security at one point in time covered some health expenses. And this is why we don't have a national health care system. Because, you know, the white racists, particularly in the South, but frankly, they're all over the country, Now, they're fine with white people getting health care. But as soon as you say everybody, that magic word, everybody, that includes black people in this country, all of a sudden the Republicans and the right white racists, who are generally speaking the same thing, are like, oh, no, you don't. Not going to have that. Presidents Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Jack Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson all proposed and tried to bring in a national health care system to the United States. All of them. I've got a clip here of Jack Kennedy. I don't know if you can pull my computer up here, Sean. I'm just going to jump right through about halfway through it. And this is Jack Kennedy talking about national health care programs.
The American people, all of us, contribute one half, one or two-thirds for every new hospital the national government. We pay 55% of all the research done. We help young men become doctors. We are concerned with the progress of this country. And those who say that what we are now talking about spoils our great pioneer heritage should remember that the West was settled with two great actions by the national government. One, in President Lincoln's administration, when he gave a homestead to everyone who went west, and in 1862 he set aside government property to build our land-grant colleges. This cooperation between an alert and progressive citizenry and a progressive government is what has made this country great, and we shall continue as long as we have the opportunity to do so.
There you go. I think I jumped past the point where he said he was talking about health care.
This matter of medical care.
Yeah, here it is right here. This is, forgive me.
We are behind every country pretty nearly in Europe in this matter of medical care for our citizens.
There you go. And then you heard the rest of the rant. I mean, that was the setup for it. And Jack Kennedy couldn't pull it off. Well, you know, it kind of set up Medicare. I mean, that was Jack Kennedy's speech. Congress wouldn't go along with him. Republicans fighting it tooth and nail. And at that time, there were a number of Dixiecrats, you know, the Southern racist Democrats as well, who were saying, no, we do not want universal health care in the United States because it will give health care to black people here in the South. And we are not willing to tolerate that. That was their shtick. That was their position. But Lyndon Johnson got Medicare pushed through. But now, hey, how about Medicare for all? Wouldn't that be a fine idea? Well, obviously, it's not going to happen with Republicans in the House of Representatives, but time to give some serious thought to this. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Bernie, by the way, says he's going to be pushing for it. Meanwhile, you've got CEOs of health insurance companies who have taken more than $1 billion.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust these guys with our online privacy? Well, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited. And thanks to Donald Trump and Ajit Pai, they can even legally sell your personal data to anybody they want, including advertisers. That's why I use ExpressVPN and have for almost a decade to keep my online data secure and private. And they make sure that my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location by rerouting my connection through a secure encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN in the market. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by Business Insider. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/THOM. And you get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Framing Hunter Biden. Asha Rangappa has a great piece over at asharangappa.substack.com titled Framing Hunter Biden about, you know, basically what this whole thing is about. For those of us who haven't been paying attention or haven't been taking it seriously, as I said, we're going to soon start hearing all about this. So I just thought I'd fill you in. This all started out when a laptop was delivered to a computer repair guy. This was in April of 2019. A man dropped off three laptops at a computer repair shop in Delaware owned by a man named John Paul Mack Isaac. And John Paul Mack Isaac, it was signed for by Hunter, so-called Hunter Biden, but he can't legally, he can't possibly positively identify the man who dropped it off because he's legally blind, this computer repairman. And nobody ever picked up the computers. And so John Paul Mac Isaac looked at one of them and said, oh, gee, look at this. There's information in here from the vice president, Joe Biden, and corresponding with his son. And so he called the FBI. The FBI collected the laptop. Months passed. Nothing happened. So then John Paul Mac Isaac reaches out to Jim Jordan and Lindsey Graham. They didn't respond. So then he reaches out to Rudy Giuliani, and Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello, says, hey, gimme, gimme. So he made several copies. He cloned the hard drive and gave them to Costello, and Costello shared it with Giuliani, who shared it with Steve Bannon. Now, by this point in time, this hard drive has been cloned over and over, and pieces of it have been pulled out and whatnot, and you know, there's all this weird stuff going on. So anyhow, the basic argument that they're making is, number one, that when Biden was vice president, he was pressuring Ukraine to help out a Ukrainian company, Burisma, that had Hunter on its board of directors, and that he profited financially, that Joe Biden profited financially from Hunter Biden deals in China. That second charge is based on one single email that has a PDF attached to it that was created 3 months after the email was sent, which makes you kind of wonder. The first claim is based on a so-called smoking gun email from an advisor to Burisma's board in which he thanks Hunter for introducing him to his father. That's it. I mean, there's like very much no there. And, you know, they've built this whole entire narrative out of this that Biden was making money on this stuff. There's no absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever. That Hunter Biden was being corrupt. Well, you know, he probably shouldn't have taken, big bucks to be on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company. But It happens all the time. I mean, Don Trump Jr. It literally happens all the time. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys try to turn this into something. I'll pick up your calls after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's on your mind as we defend America from the weapons of mass deception?
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435. 800-280.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. New this morning, French media report a stabbing at a Paris train station. President Biden says he's cooperating with the investigation into documents marked classified, found at an office he used after he left the vice presidency. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
A source tells CBS News that the Justice Department's review is largely done, but there are still inquiries about whether any classified documents might be at other locations.
At least 17 people have died in the recent storms in California. Janet Vasquez lives in Santa Barbara.
My backyard is like a pool back there, and it's going to the second step, and I'm trying to pump out the water.
Angela Bassett won a Golden Globe for her role in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever on NBC. She thanked the late actor Chadwick Boseman.
We have joy in knowing that with this historic Black Panther series, it is a part of his legacy that he helped to lead us to.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join me tomorrow morning as Governor Evers graces the civic media airwaves via the Earl Ingram Show, 9:15 a.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour, and picking up your phone calls here, George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, thank you for taking my call. And before I get to my point,
there's been something rattling around my head since yesterday's show, and I just want to say very shortly to the vociferous caller who insisted that we must end the Ukraine war with negotiations. The United States and its allies did not offer to negotiate at all during World War II. The Axis powers were told by us and our allies that unconditional surrender was their only option, and if they didn't, we would destroy them. So not negotiating has a very honorable history.
Yeah, I don't recall George Washington saying he'd be happy to negotiate with the British either.
Exactly. But what I wanted to call about was a very interesting article that appeared in newrepublic.com in their feature called The Soapbox on Friday, January 6th, written by Thomas Gehagan, called The Constitutional Case for Disarming the Debt Ceiling. Subheading, the framers would have never tolerated debt limit brinkmanship. It's time to put this terrible idea on trial.
Is this based on Section 4 of the 14th Amendment?
Well, he builds on the 14th Amendment and uses the main body of the Constitution to advance his argument, in addition to quoting from James Madison and Federalist 30 to demonstrate conclusively that the idea of allowing our debt to either have a ceiling or to go into default was absolutely anathema to the founders.
Yeah.
And that all the writings that he displays in this article make this very clear. And his recommendation is that this needs to be taken to the courts and addressed in court cases so that the constitutionality can be determined, even at the risk of taking it to the currently heavily right-wing political Supreme Court. You know, we'll find out who the original intent people are and who they aren't. But clearly the case he makes seems to a non-lawyer like me very convincing. I think the article should be read by every Democrat.
I just brought it up and printed it out. I have not yet read it. I was aware that it was out there. I've seen people referencing it. I assumed that it was, I've been making this case for years. I mean, I've written op-eds making this case that the 14th Amendment says the debt of the United States shall not be questioned. I don't know how unambiguous you can get. And you know, this debt ceiling that was passed back in the 50s, the way it's been used by, you know, by Republicans for the last 20 or so years, the way it's been weaponized, is, I mean, literally calling into question the debt of the United States. So, you know, it seems like just a straightforward thing for me. But I will read the article this afternoon when I get off the air, because it's sitting in our printer right now. Thank you for that, George. George,
you're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the tip. I appreciate it. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
You said that later in the show you're going to be covering a congressional proposal to raise the Social Security retirement age to 75.
Yeah, well, I said 75. I shouldn't have said 75. They haven't specified an amount. I was going for the higher number there because back in 2011, Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and Mike Lee all proposed raising it to 70. So I figured, okay, they'll probably go above that. But you know, my apologies. They haven't.
No, it's okay.
Given a specific date, name.
It's okay.
Age.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter. The number doesn't matter. What does matter is, first of all, I'm assuming that your listeners know, but if they don't, the history of Social Security is at its origins. It excluded the professions that African Americans were traditionally in. So housekeepers were not included.
Right.
I know the domestics, I can't remember what the other professions were, but they were professions that traditionally were the only ones open to African Americans.
And those were the compromises that Franklin Roosevelt had to make in order to get it past the Southern racist Democrats, frankly, the Dixiecrats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second of all, they didn't and have never taken into account the life expectancy of African Americans, which is traditionally shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And is the result of things like building pollution-producing plants and things in neighborhoods close to where African Americans are frequently racially steered in terms of their housing opportunities, right. So that they're getting poisoned every day.
Yeah, running freeways right through the middle of their communities.
You got it. So putting all of that aside, though, the racist history of the beginnings of Social Security, what I think people need to understand is the protections against ageism in the workplace are laughable. Absolutely laughable. If you look at companies that are laying off and you start tracking how many of the people that get laid off tend to be in that over 50 range, it's shocking and offensive.
Well, the companies are rationalizing that, and this was actually a fairly big news story about 2 years ago, I think it was, maybe three. The companies were rationalizing that. There was a big court case around it. And the companies were saying, we're not laying off these older workers because they're older. We're laying off these older workers because they're making, you know, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and we got a bunch of young people here who will work for $25,000 a year.
Exactly. And so if they're going to raise the age for eligibility for or retirement age for Social Security, then they have to at the same time up the protections for older workers and up the financial supports around older workers who are going to be losing their jobs as a result of whatever excuse they want to give. It's still ageism.
Yeah.
So that they can afford things like their health care. Otherwise they will ultimately end up dying before they ever qualify, whatever that number goes up to.
Yep. Agreed. Well said. And what I'm saying, that's if they were to raise it. And I mean, you know, Reagan did this. It's just kicking in now, 40 years later. But, you know, the retirement age used to be 65. And when Reagan, quote, reformed Social Security, number one, they capped out the tax. Number two, they made Social Security benefits taxable, so you have to pay income taxes on your Social Security, which was not the case before Reagan. And then number three, they said, 30 years out, the retirement age is going to go from 65 to 67, which I think is where it is now. I think that went into effect last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So these guys are proposing to do the same thing, and I think we should be lowering it. I think that if we lower the retirement age, it would not everybody who's of retirement age would take the opportunity. I'm well over retirement age, and I'm still working, and I'm enjoying it. You know, there are a lot of people who enjoy their work, but if I was laying bricks, I would be out in a minute. You know. And so anyhow, so let's say just half of older people who could retire at an earlier age, let's say 60 instead of 65, retired, that's going to open up a lot of job openings for younger people. And that's going to strengthen the labor market. And that's going to lead to, frankly, I think, increases in compensation because it's going to tighten up the labor market. Now, you get the Greenspans of the world going, oh, my God, that's going to drive inflation. But the reality is that labor is a small part of most corporate expenses. It's a substantial one, but it's not the thing that is necessarily going to drive inflation. So all great points, Marie. Thank you for making them.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I got to run here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to say that this this Hunter Biden story, it's just another increment of authoritarianism 101. And I'm not trying to belabor this point, okay? I think we're entering into the worst phase of transition to authoritarianism. It's when, people... it's all misrepresented, right? Like, Hitler did not come to power overnight. Saddam Hussein did not come to power overnight. It took a long amount of time. I remember when Barack Obama first got elected, I was at a party, Tom, mostly white people, I'll be honest with you. As a matter of fact, I think it was 100% white people. But anyways, right after he was elected, there was a text that went out to some guy's cell phone that said, if 10 black people cannot run a McDonald's, what makes us think one can run the world's last remaining superpower? Well, everyone started laughing. They thought that was the funniest joke in the world, right? And after that, you might recall, it was Barack Obama was Jimmy Carter, right? He was Jimmy Carter. He's going to fail. He couldn't do anything. Well, when he was reelected, That's when it, oh, I'm sorry, when Trump came on the scene, that's when it changed. The narrative was, and you had a caller, she called in and said her husband's a Trumper, and he always says on the babies in cages, Barack Obama's the one that did it. Remember, the whole narrative changed. The narrative was Barack Obama was not Jimmy Carter. He did everything Trump is doing. We have Trump derangement syndrome. See, this is what these dictators do. They say, look, don't blame me. The last guy did it. All right, this is what Bolsonaro, this is what they all do. And as far as this Hunter Biden thing, we have to remember, what's the main reason Russia hates Ukraine? They tried to get rid of quid pro quo and corruption. That's the main reason.
Yeah, they started prosecuting oligarchs. Dave, I got to run, but thank you. Excellent points all. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So Bolsonaro visits Mar-a-Lago, and now a couple days later, he's in the hospital with stomach pain. Huh.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO, private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. You know, cruising is just the very coolest way to vacation, because you get to see a whole bunch of different places, you get spectacular food, and you only unpack and pack once. Your hotel is moving along with you. Are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention, delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Just request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Fred in Mokena, Illinois. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Yeah, I was just calling that I had a few ideas on the topics we were talking. You know, we're talking about the Social Security and the Medicare for All. First off, the Social Security, I don't understand why that legislation isn't written as more of a retirement plan than simply a safety net, you know? I think if that was more...
it largely was, Fred. I mean, you know, back in the 70s, I remember when Bob Strand was this guy's name. He was the owner of an ad agency, and he was one of my mentors. And he retired in the mid-70s in his, at 65 on Social Security. He owned an ad agency, or he was a partner in an ad agency called Barden Durst. And he was able to live on Social Security. The Reagan's reforms, they changed the COLAs and everything, and it just got, it became smaller and smaller and smaller, the Social Security benefits relative to inflation.
More what the legislation is put out there as, right? I mean, it's put out there, I think, primarily as the whole nation sees it as a safety net,
right,
not a retirement plan anymore. And the thing is, you could probably add on to it quite easily by letting people expand what they wanted to contribute. Hey, I want my pension to be, 60 grand a year or 80 grand a year when I retire. Here's what you got to put into Social Security to reach that point. I mean, there's a lot of little add-ons that you could make this thing really good,
Well, we could, if we just lifted the cap, if we made it so that millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires paid the exact same percentage of their income into Social Security as tax as do average working people in America, you could increase Social Security benefits at a minimum by 10% across the board, and the system would be solvent forever.
The point is that the people are in control of their pension plan through that system. You see, it's not really about what the...
No, but you don't want them to be. What you're talking about, Fred, would be respectfully a mistake. Because if you were to say with Social Security you can add extra money and then you'll take it out when you retire, blah-de-blah, what you have done then is you have turned Social Security into basically a pension or an annuity. And it's not designed to be that. It's designed to be insurance against poverty and old age.
But listen, I don't want to tie up too much on that. It can be both. I don't think with anything you can keep the program as it is now and have that add-on.
Yeah.
Now it's instantly even more popular program. But the thing I really wanted to call you about was a socialized health care. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Democrats and progressives have been pushing, to convince people how great, you know, socialized health care is, and they're absolutely right. They should keep pushing, but they're really missing the boat, okay? The only thing anything gets done in this country, right, is what corporate America wants, right? That's it. That's the bottom line. And if this is a pathway through them, we're going to be messing with this thing for 20 years and not get anywhere, okay?
The last time...
And it's an easy path, but no one, as far as I see, is exploring it, okay?
The last time we had a good debate on this, by the way, was maybe 5 or 10 years ago, and the president of General Motors at the time, and I think it might have been Mary Barra, came out and said, General Motors supports a single-payer health care system because their second largest expense was health insurance. And, you know, it's like you've got the manufacturers on the one hand all across the United States who support single-payer health care. On the other hand, you got the health insurance industry, which owns Congress, which refuses to go along with it.
But all these other businesses own a lot of Congress, too. That's the point.
Yeah.
And there's a corporate mind think. Once you can tap into that and show the profitability of a single-payer system to corporations, once they know it, they can't let it go. They have to follow what's going to make them the most money, right? That's their reason for being, is to make money.
Yeah.
And if once you expose that to them on a wide scale and that corporate think tank acknowledges it, I think it would be an easy path to do, you know, to bring this through.
It's a great strategy, Fred, and I'd love to see the Democrats pursuing it. Fred, I want to get one last caller in here for before the hour runs out. Tom in Evansville. Tom, what state are you in?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay. Hey, what's up?
Well, I wondered if you had a chance to see that interview on CBS Sunday Morning with Mark Cuban and his pharmacy.
I did not, but I'm familiar with it. I mean, I'm familiar with his program.
Well, they gave one example. They gave a couple of examples, but the one I remember was the price for the generic form of Lipitor we would pay, or the insurance would pay, $55 in some sense. But at his his rate, his pharmacy, it would be $3 and something. And he said that that would include a 15% surcharge for him, his profit, $3 surcharge for the pharmacy, and then, of course, you know, buying the medicine from the manufacturer. He said everybody wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the story about Moderna this morning?
No, I have not.
They are going to roll out their, now that the government's no longer paying for the COVID shots, the manufactured cost on the COVID vaccine for Moderna is $2.58. They're going to price it at $110 a shot. It's like, oh my God. Tom, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Join me tomorrow morning as Governor Evers graces the civic media airwaves via the Earl Ingram Show, 9:15 a.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.